Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, is with us live on WBEN this morning, brought to you by Batavia Downs Gaming. We don't just want you coming here. We want you to love coming here. All right, Sal, let me start with this. Josh Allen appeared to hurt his hand yesterday. Later, he said he'll be all right. Any concerns, especially with this short week?
Yeah, for sure. There's going to be concern. He is Josh Allen. He's your starting quarterback. I think the concerns can be mitigated by the fact that he went back in after that. He played. He even ran the ball, and he threw the ball. And, you know, it seemed like, you know, he did Josh Allen things. But anytime you get after the game and you have to go fully check things out, you're not running on adrenaline anymore. You have a game, as you said, just in a few days. It's a quick turnaround. Even Sean McDermott said anytime that happens, there's a concern. So they'll work it out. We'll get more information from Sean a little bit later today when he speaks to the media a little after 3 o'clock.
Well, it was like the Josh Allen show. I'm after a kind of a slow start, Sal. He got into it. The offense got into it, and he was going. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, that was a truly MVP-like performance from Josh Allen. That's what an MVP does. He basically puts a team on his back, and that's what Josh Allen did yesterday. Look, they had a lot of really nice performances on offense, but it was all triggered and started by Josh Allen. He was 72% completion rate, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. He did have the 1 fumble that he was sacked on, and then he ran another 9 times for 39 yards. All told, 270-plus yards, 4 touchdowns accounted for. The team was down 17-3. And there were plays that need to be made, and Josh Allen made sure that those plays were made.
They are a second-half team. We all know that, right? Greg Rousseau, I mean, what talk about his performance. 3 sacks, forced a fumble. What a game he had.
Yeah, I was just looking to make sure, because I figured Greg would be leading the NFL in sacks after week one. There's a game to be played tonight. Sure enough, he is. Alante Taylor of the Saints, actually, him and Greg both have 3 sacks on the season already. What an amazing performance. And this didn't come out of nowhere for Greg. Of course, 3 sacks in an opening game is amazing, but he's been building towards this. Greg Rousseau is an ascending player. He's in his 4th year in the NFL. The Bills picked up his 5th year option, which they have an option to do for first-round picks, so he's still under contract for 2 more years, and it's a really good thing because he's going to make himself a lot of money somewhere, hopefully in Buffalo, because he is a player that I think the Bills feel really good about short-term and long-term, and he's really starting to come into his own. I mean, his length is you just can't defend it. One of the sacks was because he was basically already past Kyler Murray and he reached back. And if you're not, what, 6'7", like Greg Rousseau, you don't make that play. But he's super athletic and he's got the length, and it was a great, terrific performance from him.
Yeah, guy looks like a freak out there. Sal, it was awesome. One day you got going. On the big question going in, right, you know, Stephon Diggs is gone. What's the Bills' offense going to look like? Well, you got 18 passes caught by 9 different receivers. I mean, it was really spreading the ball all over the place, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the 10 targets, 10 different players. So you're right, 9 different players caught the ball. 10 actually were targeted. One was Ty Johnson. There was an incompletion to him. This is what we've been talking about for months, Brian, which is this new philosophy of offense for the Buffalo Bills. It's not about one guy. It's not about two guys. It's not about 240 targets combined for Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, who are now gone. People said, how are they going to replace that? They're going to replace it like this, which is their mantra, everybody eats. Everybody ate yesterday. I mean, the high watermark for the Bills, 4 catches, 51 yards. That was Keon Coleman, by the way. Any other game, if I would have told you that the high watermark for a receiver would be 4 catches, 51 yards, you'd be concerned. But then you look down. Here's another stat for you. Out of the 9 guys who had catches for the Bills, all of them had double-digit yardage. I mean, that's how well they were spreading the ball and dispersing the ball around yesterday.
Yeah. Now, someone who didn't seem to eat as much was Dalton Kincaid. Did that surprise you?
It did, and I think that's something that you talk about the high water mark. That was the lowest production of any receiver who actually caught the ball, tight end in this case, but 1 catch, 11 yards. No doubt it did. I expect Dalton Kincaid to be very heavily involved in this offense. Not really exactly sure yet what the Cardinals did. It took him away. I haven't gone back and looked that far at it. My sense is, though, that they were understanding that he was going to be a big part and a big focal point for them. So they did what they could, but that's what the Bills did, was go away from him. So I think even Josh kind of mentioned in his post-game press conference that, you know, there's a couple guys that he'd like to get a little bit more involved. He didn't say Dalton by name. My guess that would be Dalton Kincaid and maybe Curtis Samuel, who only had 2 catches for 15 yards.
You know, to that point, Sal, I'm thinking like the start that happened in years past, you might have been saying, got to get Stephon Diggs into the game. Got to get Diggs into the game. And then, you know, we'd see the camera pan to the sidelines and Diggs would probably be yelling at somebody like, hey, you got to get me into the game. Is there a point to that? Like, how difficult does it have to be for these guys to, you know, thinking of Kincaid there, you know, popped off with that catch late, but to play the entire game, not get the ball in your hands, and then still be ready for that opportunity when it hits 3 hours later?
Yeah, it's tough, right? I mean, that's why, if you listen to Tom Brady, actually, and I know this is sacrilegious to say here, right? But it's true. Tom Brady was asked about that one time in a podcast not too long ago, and he said one thing he really needed to do early in the game was get his outside receivers involved and really get everybody involved, but the main guys he wants to get involved. He wants them to feel like they're in the game, they're ready to go. So, yeah, I just think that that's something that when you have this philosophy of everyone is going to be a big part of the offense, there's also a little bit of, okay, I don't want to neglect anyone for too long either. So that's a tough needle to thread right there.
There were so many flags in the Bills game and league-wide. I mean, some bad ones, too, in the Bills game. Is that something that'll be ironed out as the season goes on?
Let's hope so. But, I mean, Susan, I mean, you can't have that many false start penalties at home, right? I mean, you're at home. It's your crowd. There's no reason to have Deion Dawkins, Osiris Torrance, Spencer Brown, Quentin Morris, all 4 of them had false start penalties. You're at home. That's inexcusable. Now, I understand they could be a little ticky-tack, but it still happened. They were still thrown. And yes, there were other flags that were thrown. And there was a 1 on Jamarcus Ingram that should not have been called. He did not hit Kyler Murray. We know that. The Bills had a couple calls go their way as well. But overall, too many penalties, 9 penalties for 65 yards. You can't have that, especially when you're playing in your home stadium. And you should be controlling the line of scrimmage pre-snap. And the other team should be making those mistakes.
Short week, Sal. Bills are on to Miami. Got to feel pretty confident looking at the offense and the Dolphins. It was dicey for them yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to watch some more Dolphin stuff today. I know that during our game, I was keeping tabs on them. And I'm like, at one point, you're like, wow, they're down pretty big here. They came back to win that game, I know, on a walk-off field goal. But look, they are explosive. I mean, I think Tyreek Hill had an 80-yard touchdown, right? But they're explosive. They can score from anywhere on the field. And that's something the Bills are going to have to watch no matter, you know, what the Dolphins did on Sunday. It's going to have no impact on Thursday night. These two teams know each other. That's the good thing about, you know, playing on a short turnaround is at least it's a team you are very familiar with. It's a team you've seen. You play them twice a year. But they know you as well, and they know what the Bills are going to do. So it's going to be interesting. Both teams 1-0 early, aside from the Patriots. A bit of surprise there. They beat the Bengals, and, of course, the Jets play tonight. But one of these teams is going to go 2-0 and be atop the AFC East after Thursday night.
Yeah, you're right. It's going to be a quick turnaround here. Sal, thank you. We'll talk to you Friday morning.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.